Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. I am Chris Ann and welcome. This week we are going to be doing the psychic predictions for the week of March 10th through March 17th, 2024. And let's get started. This week we are using another new deck that we haven't used before. Just a heads up, this deck is not for children. So if there are children in the room, pause the podcast now, get the children out of the room, come back and listen to the podcast. We are using Rebel Deck, the Oracle with Attitude. So this week, in the Rebel deck, this is a very say it like it is kind of deck. It is a fun deck to work with. I'm giving you to shuffle. I always pull the cards with you guys, and the first card that I'm pulling is, and I'm reading exactly what the cards say. It says, "Make better fucking choices." On the other card, it says, if you are pissed at where you are, then stop taking yourself there. So what this is saying is only you can put a stop to the patterns that have been going on in your life. If you're not happy where you are, make a change. If you're not happy with the people in your life, make a change. You're not happy with where you keep ending up in life, make a change. You are capable, and it is possible for you to make these really powerful changes in your life. And you can use that magical word, NO. Next card that I'm pulling is, you need a good fucking cry. And on the other side, it says, get the ugly cry on. Let that shit go. Your soul will thank you. Many times I tell people it's really powerful. If you're going to cry, have a release in the shower is a great way to do that, because as you cry and watch the water roll off of you going down the drain, you are releasing that. And the new water from the shower is coming on to you, replenishing you, replacing all of that worry, stress, etc., that's going down the drain with some new energy. And the last card that I'm pulling for this week is the card of Rebel. Because fuck it. That's what it says. So you need to be a rebel and you need to rebel against. If things aren't working for you, then rebel against it. I'm not saying do anything illegal, but I'm saying rebel against what is not working for you. If you're stuck in a rut, if you're stuck in a pattern that isn't getting you where you need to be, where you should be, and where you want to be, then rebel against it and do what's going to make your heart happy and get you to your highest and best good place where you need to be, where you can make a difference for yourself and other people in your life. Very interesting cards for this week, and it's very interesting because they coordinate with the crystals. So the crystals I pull before I start doing the podcast, and these are the crystals that I suggest for this week to carry, to work with, to meditate with, to have by your bedside, to have at your work desk. If you don't have the crystals that I'm suggesting, you can pull them up on the computer. You can look in a crystal book. You can pull these cards from a crystal deck. If you have a crystal deck, you can put those cards on your desk, put those cards on your mirror. You can have the pictures from online looking them up on your phone so you can reference them. If you don't have the actual crystal, you can still access the energy of the crystal through a photograph, through a card, through the book, etc. So let's get started with the crystals for this week. And the first one is Angel Aura Quartz. Angel Aura Quartz is a quartz that's been heated with certain minerals and metals that have been added to it in very layman's terms. Very, very, very layman's terms, that's what they're doing. And depending on the color of the aura quartz, because aura quartzes come in all different colors. This is the angel aura, which is a clear quartz that has sort of like a really pretty iridized rainbow on it. Some of the other ones are like blues and pinks and purples with like an aura to them. This is the clear quartz one with, and they're all pretty much start off as a clear quartz, with this sort of clear rainbow look to it. So that's the angel aura quartz is what we're talking about today. So the rainbow aura brings joy, optimism, contentment, and it's just happiness. It lifts your spirits, it cleanses your auric field, it gets rid of cords and limiting belief system, it aligns and purifies your entire chakra system. It promotes the activation and integration of the rainbow light body. It enhances concentration during meditation. For all of these reasons, I am going to say angel aura quartz is a great one to have on the left hand side. Now, any of the aura quartzes are a little bit more fragile because they've been heated to very high temperatures. If you wear it as jewelry, if it's a pendant, it's in the middle of the body. You don't have to worry about it being on the right or the left. If you're going to carry it in a pocket, put it in its own protective bag. If you're going to have it on the left-hand side of the bed, when you lay on your back, you stick out your left hand in your bed, that's the left-hand side of your bed. When you're sitting at your desk, stick out your left-hand side, that's the left-hand side of your desk. This is going to be a left-hand side stone for this week. Relatively inexpensive if you get a small piece. The bigger the piece, the more expensive it is. It's definitely more money than a regular quartz. Very pretty. Very, very pretty. It's very sort of sought after. Relatively ish, easy to find. Next one that we're going to go to is epidote. Epidote. Epidote is kind of like a blackish, brownish kind of stone. I typically find this in combination with something else. You can get it by itself, but it's typically with something else. A little bit harder to find by itself. It raises the vibration of your physical self, allowing you to feel lighter, freer, less trapped in your body. It transmutes negative emotional patterns such as judgment, hopelessness, negativity. It teaches you to raise your vibration for not only your thoughts and your words, but your actions as well. And it helps you to have a wonderful outlook for the future. So, epidote is great for the left hand side as well. Relatively easy to find in combination with something else. Kambaba jasper, a really pretty green stone that has some sort of little black circles in it. Really, really pretty. Relatively inexpensive, relatively easy to find. It's probably one of the cheapest ones on the list for this week. Kambaba jasper, Kambaba jasper. Mystically, it soothes the nerves, it calms the mind. It's great for grounding and protection. The Native Americans believed that it would protect against unseen dangers in the night, things that go bump in the night. So great to have by your bedside on the left-hand side. Kambaba jasper is really great for plant growth as well. So if you have a garden, you can take a piece of Kambaba jasper, put it in the soil. You have a potted plant, put it in that. You have a large garden, put a few in the soil. I do like Kambaba jasper to help your plants grow. It can protect you during shamanic journeying, and it can help you access ancient knowledge. It is also really good to help from psychic attacks as well. You see how these coordinate with the cards that we were talking about earlier? Really cool how it works that way. Kambaba jasper is one for the left-hand side. The next stone we're going to talk about this week is stilbite. STILBITE. T-E. Stillbite provides powerful loving energy and creativity, intuition. It helps with meditation as well. It provides grounding energy while you're connecting with your intuition. So if you're going to be doing creative work, it keeps you grounded. If you're going to be doing a reading, it kind of keeps you tethered here. Stillbite is really good for giving you guidance while you're doing some of that astral state work, while you're doing deep psychic readings, deep meditations, you're letting your mind go there in a psychic reading or traveling. Stillbite will help keep you tethered here. Stillbite is a stone that I typically find in combination with something else. You can get it by itself. A little bit harder to find, a little bit more money than some of the others. It is a left-hand side stone. It's like a peachy kind of color as well. Last but not least, my favorite stone on the entire list is shungite. We have talked about shungite many times because it's one of my favorites. It is my top protection stone. Shungite is S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E. It is a black stone. It almost has like a steel kind of sheen to it, like a silvery kind of sheen if you hold it in the light. But it is a black stone. It is only mined in Russia. That's why sometimes this can be a little bit harder to find. I stocked up on it many moons ago. I have shungite. I love shungite. I keep it gridded around my entire house. I have jewelry that I wear that's shungite. I have stones that I carry that are shungite. It is great for psychic attacks. It is shields and protection from EMF. It has been used to purify water. But here's what I tell people. Please do not put shungite in your water. I know a lot of people are putting actual crystals in their water, and that is a huge no-no. These stones are tumbled, many of them. And there might have been chemicals used. You don't know. You don't know what has happened to that stone before it got to you. You don't know if it's been dipped in something. You don't know if it's been sprayed with something. You don't know. Please do not put it in your water. If you want to charge your water, put some shungite outside of your cup. You can make a grid of three pieces of shungite, one piece of shungite, whatever you have, outside of your cup. Put it around your same spot where you always put your cup. If you have a cup holder or something, you can put the shungite around your cup. It does not go in your cup, please. But like I said, it protects you from psychic attacks, entity attacks. It brings light into your auric field. It's great when you're doing psychic readings, mystical work, magical work, any of that. Shungite is my top favorite protection stone. For all of those reasons, it is a left-hand side stone. Relatively inexpensive. For me, relatively easy to find. I have a large collection of it because I'm a huge firm believer in shungite. And for me personally, I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. I love how the stones correlate with the cards that we were just talking about. I love how that always works. Next, we're moving on to the Angel of the Week, which is Angel of Memory. Do you remember events from the time of your childhood? Have you looked to your memories deep inside of you? Are they locked away? If you call on me, the Angel of Memory, I will help you bring them to light. Only when repressed memories resurface can we cleanse and transform them. You can also call on the Angel of Memory when you wish to remember something, like why you walked into that room. So check out my website, elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. I have lots of shungite there. I have crystals. I have decks. I have artwork. I have jewelry. I have my psychic readings are listed there as well, and I'm doing private psychic readings that you can contact me, and we're doing my readings through digital means, not in person. So I'm accessible to people all over the world for psychic readings. I also have classes there, and I have some free classes there as well. So check out my website. Also, I have some great news. I have some wonderful things coming down the pike, as always. I am nearly completed on my latest oracle deck that I have been working on. I am hoping to bring it to my prospective publisher by next month. Please keep your fingers crossed for me. I have really high hopes for this deck, and I think it's going to be wonderful because it's really different than so many other decks that are out there that are on the market now. And as somebody that personally owns over, well over 500 decks in my personal collection, yes, I recounted them recently. It's well over 500 decks in my personal collection. I do know what is out there on the market. I have been selling decks for years. I can tell you what other decks don't have that my deck does have. And you're going to have multiple ways to be able to do readings with my deck. And it's going to be very accessible because it's an oracle deck. It's not a tarot deck, but it's an oracle deck. But some of this is up to my prospective publisher. Yay, fingers crossed. Very different deck, very unique, and I'm hoping they'll recognize that and see that. If I don't get picked up by the publisher, I'm going to self-publish this deck because I feel very positive about bringing this deck to the market, and it's beautiful, it's lovely, and it has wonderful energy, and my artwork is included, and it's just, I don't know, it's really cool. I'm very, very, very proud of this deck, and I hope you can all see it very soon. So please keep your fingers crossed for me. I would appreciate it. So in the meantime, check out my website, if there's something you're looking for. I do local pickup, if anybody is in the Wells, Maine area and needs something, I do local pickup, which is 10 times quicker than mailing because even though I mail things to get there at a certain time, it doesn't always happen that way. So check out the website, www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Same exact name as this podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I appreciate you all. Have a wonderful week and be free.